before the Lord and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings and with calves of a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams or with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has showed thee, O man, what is good. And what doth the Lord require of thee? But to do justly and to love mercy. That's not only to be merciful, but that's to love mercy. Love to do it. Amen. You ever hear anybody say, well, I'll forgive you, but I'll not forget it? That's not loving mercy, is it? Amen. Forgiveness means to give up resentment against for whatever reason you had resentment before. Amen. It means to totally give up all resentment against. Amen. And love to do it. Amen. Is there anything or anybody that you're resenting this morning? Amen. Well, let's read a little further. Amen. Love mercy and walk humbly with thy God. He has showed thee, O man, what is good. And what doth the Lord require thee? To do justly and to walk humbly with thy God. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Amen. And the 13th verse. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God. Let's say it together. Fear God. Let's say it again. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. Amen. I thought I ought to preach along this line. The Lord sort of whispered it in my ear yesterday, and I sort of whispered back, I don't have anything to preach on it. Amen. I didn't think I did anyway, until I began to look into the Word of God. And now I got so much to preach, I can't tell it all. I'm going to have to condense it this morning to get it all in, praise God. So in a little while this morning, I'd like to preach on the forgotten commandment. The forgotten commandment. If you'd like to add on to that title, and lost blessing. Amen. The forgotten commandment and the lost blessing. For the sake of brevity in the cassette ministry, if they want to, just the forgotten commandment. Amen. The forgotten commandment is simply fear God. The reason I say it's forgotten, nobody preaches much in the fundamental circles today, radio, TV, periodicals. Otherwise, you don't read too much about fearing God, do you? It's almost as if folks were afraid to preach on the fear of God. They're afraid it does damage to our relationship with God. It don't. No, it's a healthy and a fine thing to fear God. As a matter of fact, it's half of the whole duty of man to fear God. Second half is keep his commandments. Amen. Fear God and keep his commandments. Put those two together and all that it includes and entails. Amen. And you've got the whole sole duty of man. Well, there's no use to preach the second half unless you get the first part of the lesson. Fear God. Amen. You used to have an old song Uncle Dave Macon used to sing over the Grand Ole Opry when I was a kid before I got saved. I even got converted from listening to the Grand Ole Opry and from listening to the Lone Ranger and Jack Armstrong and all of them. I had to give it all up when I got saved. Amen. But Uncle Dave Macon had a song about his dad and his relationship with his children. And one stanza said he straightened them out with a hickory rod and filled them full of the fear of God. Amen. You may not think there's much to that, but the reason most kids don't fear God or nobody else is because they wasn't taught fear in the household. They wasn't straightened out at home with the hickory rod, huh? Amen. There was no swift retribution at the house. We was afraid we was going to turn them against old-time religion. Amen. Bunch of wimps. Praise God. Amen. We need to use the hickory rod. If we spare the rod, we'll spoil the child. That means ruin him. Amen. I bring tomatoes to the church a lot during the summertime for folks to take home with them. And usually there's some that I don't see the bad place in them. And they're already starting to spoil. Amen. And most of you ladies don't take them spoiled ones home with you, do you? Huh? Why don't you take them spoiled ones home, Tricia? Rotten. Amen. They're spoiled rotten. They're not all rotten. You could cut the bad part out and eat the good part. I do that a whole lot of the time. Amen. It's not all rotten, but the reason you leave them in the box down there at the foot of the stairs is because they're either spoiled or starting to spoil. Huh? Amen. You know what's the matter with most of our kids? They're spoiled rotten. Amen. And you know who's going to want them to work for them? You know who's going to have a hard time with them in school? Amen. Because they're so stinking spoiled rotten that they'd hardly fit to send out in society. And don't you dare say anything to that mother about it. She'll sue you. Don't you dare say anything to that father about it. Amen. They'll sue you. Hey, your kids has all the makings of turning out bad. It's already in them. They have all the unholy bacteria inside them already. They have already the disease working inside them already. Amen. And if you don't put the fear of God in them when they're very, very young, there's a good chance they'll never have any. Amen. Praise God. He said, fear God. Glory to God. I'll tell you one thing. Amen. I had a healthy respect for my dad. He didn't die. He didn't have to give very many whippings. Because when he gave one, it lasted a long time. Mom, she gave whippings too, and it hurt too. But they wasn't as long-lasting as Dad's was. Huh? Amen. Sometimes when Mom didn't get the job done, she said, I won't tell your daddy on you when he gets home from work. And that's all it took. Because if Dad was going to know about it, amen. Nowadays it's different. It ought not to be, but it is. Amen. If Mom whips them, Dad come home, take up for them. Or if Dad whips them, Mom come home, take up for them. Amen. And we've got all the possibilities of raising a bunch of rotten tomatoes. Huh? Amen. I mean, if I know the tomato's rotten when I'm picking it out in the patch, I don't even take it home. Most time I throw it out of the patch. We don't have too many. Throw it clear out of the patch if it's early in the season, because I don't want that disease to get the rest of them. I don't want that disease to get in the one next to it. Amen. And sometimes they're laying there in piles, and a whole pile of them will rot because one of them was rotten. Watch who your kids keep company with. I've already got too far out on a limb on this. Amen. Amen. If you don't want them to rot, you better watch who they keep company with. That unholy contagion, isn't it amazing? Amen. You can sit around the holiest church half a lifetime, and it may not even catch. But you can run with a rotten crowd for a night or two, and you'll wind up rotten just like they are. Something about righteousness, it don't rub off just by association. You got to get born again. Amen. But rottenness and wickedness, it does rub off. The unholy contagion does afflict those that are exposed to it oftentimes. Amen. I'm talking about the forgotten commandment. Number one, fear God. Amen. Keep His commandments. And that's one of the commandments. Fear God. Amen. Why should we fear God? Because the fear of God is a sure cure for sin and backsliding. Amen. Proverbs 16:6. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Proverbs 16:6. And we'll read there just a little bit. I thought I had it marked, but evidently I don't. Amen. Or if I did, I took it out, which is often the case. Amen. Rob Peter to pay Paul. 16:6. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. By the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Amen. That's Proverbs 16:6. Simply speaking, if we fear God, we will depart from evil. Praise God. Proverbs chapter 3. Amen. We'll turn over to Proverbs chapter 3 and read just a little bit. Be not wise, beginning with verse 7. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Why is it necessary to fear the Lord? Because that's one of the deterrents to doing wrong. Amen. If we fear the Lord, there's a good chance we will depart from evil. Praise God. Amen. We won't sin because we're afraid of God. We're afraid of God's judgments. Amen. People don't preach the fear of God anymore. I heard them ask Oral Roberts a question. This is over 20 years ago. Amen. 21, 22 years ago. Asked Oral Roberts the question about the fear of God. And he said, I don't preach so much the fearing God as I preach the love of God. That's just the trouble today. If you preach one without the other, you're going to have a sloppy agape type religion. That anything goes, and almost nothing's wrong, and it's a matter of relativity. It's what you make out of it. Hey, the Bible says, if we fear God, we'll depart from evil. And listen to this. You say the fear of God is not a healthy thing. That's a lie right out of hell. Amen. Listen to this, verse 8. And it, what? Fear the Lord, shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. What? The fear of God will. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. You're going to feel better because you have got a fear of God. Why will that make you feel better? If you fear God, you won't sin. And if you don't sin, you won't have a guilty conscience. And if you don't have a guilty conscience, you're going to have a better nervous system. You're going to have a better heart. You're going to have a better circulatory system. You're going to have a better body, praise God, because it's not tormented day and night by a guilt complex. Raise your hand and praise God that you're saved from sin and guilt. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I can't overemphasize this. Glory to God. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Amen. Fear of the Lord will change your attitude toward God and giving. What does the next verse say? Amen. Honor the Lord. If you really fear God, you'll realize God owns everything, including you. It will be hard to give. Amen. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Amen. That means simply give God the first and the best of what you make. Honor the Lord with it. Praise God. Hallelujah. It won't be hard if you fear God. But if you don't fear God, if you've got a preacher that tries to take away your fear of God in this area, that it don't matter, give God a dollar, tip God. Told about the fellow, you know, that tipped the waitress down at the cafeteria with a $2 tip and then put a dollar in the offering. Amen. Didn't even give God as big a tip as he did the waitress down at the restaurant. Amen. You quit tipping God and you'll honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Listen, this all comes from fearing God. You're not worse off because you fear God. You're better off. It's going to be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. If you're healthy, you won't miss work. If you're healthy, praise God, you'll be able to go and work on your job and make a good living. Praise God. And praise God, you'll have something to give. And because you do, he said, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Hallelujah. You're on the road to blessing and success and prosperity because you fear God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It affects not only our giving, but it affects our living and our success. Hallelujah. Fear God and keep His commandment. Amen. In Proverbs 9:11, for by me, what? The fear of God. Thy days shall be multiplied and the years of thy life increase. By what? The fear of God. Amen. Brother Bradley just got back from Russia. Cold, frozen Russia. Amen. Oh, and there, in the midst of great persecution, with not as much to eat as a lot of people got. Amen. He said those people live a long time. One preacher up there still preaching, still quoting scripture, 108 years old. What kept them through all that persecution? All those years of stress. All those years, many of them went to prison and came out some two or three times and came out. Amen. They're still living. Brother Carmon in Romania, last I knew, still living. Way up past 80. Been to prison four times. Praise God for Bible. Just having a Bible. Hallelujah. Oh, but they lived a long time and glorified God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amazing thing about it is their diet consists largely of fat. Nowadays in America, you know, they say that kills you. Here they are living on it up there in Russia. Amen. Sausage, 50% fat. If it's more Western type sausage, 21% fat. And they live on it. They spread fat pork meat without cooking it. Saw pork meat on bread and eat it by itself. It's considered a delicacy. Amen. In the Ukraine. Amen. Here the doctor says it's killing you. There they live to be 100 years old eating it. Amen. Glory to God. It may be something else killing us, you know it? You know what I think it is? You guessed it. I think it's a lack of fear of God. There's something healthy about fearing God. Amen. When you fear God, you'll do what He says. When you fear God, you'll pray. When you fear God, glory to God, you'll go to church. You fear God, you'll do the thing that's right. You won't be carrying a great big load of stress that comes from a guilt complex. If you fear God. Huh? Amen. Oh, yes. And keep His commandments. He said His commandments are not grievous. Praise God. Listen to what He says in the 14th chapter of Proverbs. He that walketh in his uprightness feareth the Lord. Hey, upright folks fear God. That's what I said. You think God's changed? Amen. I don't think He's changed, do you? Amen. Oh, yes. He that walketh in his uprightness feareth the Lord. Amen. But he that is perverse in his ways despiseth him. Amen. That's the opposite of fearing God. 26th verse. The fear of the Lord, that's Proverbs 14. The fear of the Lord is strong confidence. You say, Brother Collins, I think fear is negative. No, not if you fear God. It's a positive thing. The whole church world this morning is teaching that the fear of God is negative. No, it ain't. It's positive. Listen to what he says. Amen. The fear of the Lord is strong confidence. And his children have a place of refuge. Woo, glory to God. That'll do for preaching. Listen to this, 27th verse. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, not death. Amen. A fountain of life. Fear of the Lord is, praise God, to depart from the snares of death. Hallelujah. A good, healthy fear and respect for God will keep you out of the devil's trap. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And we'll be kept by the power of God. Sister Collins and I finished 39 years together. Amen. God kept us all these years. Last Tuesday we finished 39 years together. Amen. That's awful close to 40. Amen. I believe the same God that kept us together all these years will keep us all the way. Heals us when we get sick. Brings us out of trouble and distresses. Praise God. We don't get anywhere praying separately. We pray together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Two or three agree is touching any one thing. It shall be done. Hallelujah. Hey, if we fear God. I mean, Sister Collins is very conscientious about telling the truth and treating people right and honest in all dealings and all things. Amen. Hey, that'll keep you alive a long time. Amen. It'll help you. Praise God. And so she helps me preach holiness because she fears God. Fears God. Amen. A lot of preachers preach a lot about holiness and folks look at your wife, see what he means by what he says about holiness. Praise God. Amen. Well, glory to God. If you got a good name, Brother Richard, amen, it'll show up in your family, especially husband and wife, generally speaking. Amen. If you've been waiting for something from the Lord, don't give up. Amen. God's on your side. And time's on your side. Hallelujah. The Bible said His commandments are not grievous. How many can say amen to that? I must go on. Praise God. I could say more about this fear, but perhaps I should read just a little bit in Proverbs 16 and 23. Amen. 16 and 6. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. There's that word mercy again. Mercy and truth purges iniquity. And the fear of the Lord, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Malachi 3:16. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written for him, for them that feared the Lord and thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in the day when I make up my jewels. I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Who? Those that fear him. Amen. And love mercy. Praise God. Amen. What doth the Lord require of thee? Let's turn back to Micah and read. Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams? Obvious answer, no. 10,000 rivers of oil? Obvious answer, no. Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression? No, people have tried that. The fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? No, that won't work either. He has showed thee, O man, what is good. And what doth the Lord require of thee? To do justly. What is justly? That's giving 10 cents to the dime, 100 cents to the dollar. Amen. That's 100% honest. Do justly. Amen. And to love mercy. We like mercy pretty good when it's us that needs it, don't we? It's kind of human nature anyway. Amen. But woe be unto the other fella. Amen. But loving mercy looks for a chance to manifest it. Loving mercy looks for a chance. Hey, hallelujah. We don't have any closed doors around the Highway of Holiness Church. Everybody's welcome back. Every prodigal's welcome back. Amen. We love them. We want to see them come back. Hallelujah. We want to see them blessed again. We want to see them renewed. Amen. Some folks have thought we were so mean that we'd mistreat folks and they came back. Amen. We didn't, did we, Tria? Amen. We treated you good, didn't we? Amen. Showed you the love of God. Anybody treat you bad when you got saved, Bob? Amen. Anybody treat you bad? Amen. He don't get drunk no more. He quit that. Amen. But he had to pay for the past. Praise God. But now he's saved and he's got a golden future. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, aren't we glad to see Bob sitting up here? Praise God. And growing in grace. Hallelujah. Amen. He's like Randy. Randy had to get about 6 haircuts before he got up to his ears, you know. Amen. Bob's going that way. Amen. Almost see his ears now this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, Randy, showed up at the fellowship hall out there after he got saved. Amen. And Charlene, she was a youth leader at that time, said, did you see Randy? Sure, I saw him. I didn't notice anything any different about it. I said, what about him? She said, he got a haircut. It was still down close to his shoulders. Amen. But he was doing better. Praise God. Amen. Today, Randy is one of the toughest sticklers there is. Amen. For white sidewalls. Amen. Amen. He turned out to be such a wholeness man that some folks call him Mr. Goodbar. When he went all out for God. Watch Bob. They don't tell what they're liable to call him. Praise God. He goes all out for God. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. We love mercy around the hollow of holiness. Oh, the thing we hate, sin. Oh, the thing we hate, the world. We don't hate the sinner. Praise God. We want to see him saved. Amen. We love the lost. We're out to reach a prodigal and bring them back to God. Why? We not only have mercy once in a while, especially when it's our own kids. We love mercy. Even when it's the other brother's kids. Amen. We love mercy. Even when it's the street folks right off the street. We love mercy. Praise God. One of the greatest demonstrations of mercy. Brother Ross Roy took that church up to Alton, Bethel Pentecostal Church in East Alton, Illinois. Amen. And he was in the camp meeting last year. And the last night he said, I'm going to bring a man to church tonight. I had the people to pray for him. Amen. He brought that young father, husband to church out of deep sin, still lost, still in sin, been into Satanism, witnessed human sacrifice, everything. Life was a mess, wrecked. Amen. And the last night of camp meeting, Granite City, Brother Shaw, Brother Ross Roy sat all the way in the back there where Shane is, kind of in that big tabernacle with that lost young man with a blue shirt. And I preached my message with them binoculars and told about the beauties of that city and blessed the people. Amen. But that wasn't what brought him to the altar. Ross Roy is what brought him to the altar. Amen. Ross Roy brought him to the altar and he prayed that night. Praise God. He gave us a progress report Thursday night on his life and his wife. How that God has come into their lives and changed their life and changed their home. Hallelujah. What did that? Ross Roy loved mercy so good he wouldn't give up on him. He brought him to the house of God. And there's somebody that you can love like nobody else can. There's somebody that God will give you the grace and that special touch for like nobody else can. And God can change their lives because you love mercy. Stand and pray with us this morning. Amen. Father, I praise you, Lord, for your loving touch. I praise you, Lord, for your loving hand. I praise you, Lord, for your loving power. I praise you, Lord, for your loving reality. I praise you, Lord, that we were taught the fear of God at mother's knee. We were taught the fear of God, amen, by the disciplines of our youth. And I thank you, Lord, that there's some people, even in this modern day, that are going to show the nature of God and thus raise up a people with the fear of God. Help us to do it, Lord. In Jesus' name. As we're saying, we invite you to an altar of complete commitment to God. Amen. Don't you feel bad because you fear God. Amen. That's a good thing, a healthy thing. Hallelujah. He'll make a man out of you, a real woman out of you. He'll help you have a good name all your life. Come on, while they sing.